Right, I'm going to tell you a riddle. And I've already guessed who's going to answer it. Out of the eater, something to eat. Out of the strong, something sweet. Hands up if you know what that's about. Yeah, very good. The story starts with a man called, I think you say, Manoah. And he had married a Danaanite woman, and she could have no children. And an angel appeared to her one day and said, you're going to have a child, and I want you to set it apart. It's a boy. I want you to set him apart for God. He's to be a Nazarite. In other words, he mustn't cut his hair. He's not allowed to eat anything from the vine, grapes, drink wine, raisins. He's not allowed to have any association with anything dead. It's quite interesting. Wikipedia it, see what comes up. So this boy is called Samson. And if you've ever had a jar of treacle, I'm sure you have had one of those green jars of treacle. No? Yeah. Well, that little quote I gave you is on the side of that jar of treacle, or tin of treacle. This boy Samson, born to parents who didn't expect to have any children, was one spoilt brat. He lived in a time where the Philistines were in charge of everything. And this boy, I suspect, he could do anything he liked. And as he grew older, he went off down to a place called Timnah, and he saw a very beautiful girl. It's not the first time that's happened, is it? And he thought, phew, I want that girl for my wife. So he went home again. And he said to his parents, I've seen this very beautiful girl down in Timnah. Go and get her for me. That's what it says in the Bible. God, you want to give him a good slap, don't you? Go and get her for me. I want her to be my... What? What? Surely there's somebody amongst your own family or in Israel who you could choose. But a Philistine, you're set apart to be a Nazarite apart from anything else. No, go and get her. They relented and they walked to Timnah. I don't know where Timnah is or how far they walked, but I'm imagining it was fairly rough, stony place, maybe even limestone, because vines grow in limestone and enjoy limestone rock to grow in. And the vineyards of Timnah were well known, but he was a Nazarite. He left the path. You can read this, by the way, at the end of Judges, chapter 14. It doesn't say this bit, but if you read the whole of it, he must have. He left the path and went into the vineyard. He must have known he shouldn't have been there. And then the most extraordinary thing happened. As he wandered down the vines, what was he doing? Ooh, this looks nice. He must have been doing that, mustn't he? A lion, a little lion, a small lion, but a lion nonetheless, suddenly jumped out and charged at him. Now, Samson was a very, very strong guy. Very strong guy. And if you read it, he was filled with the Spirit of the Lord and he overcame the lion. Too fantastic to comprehend. How? And he killed it. He killed it with his bare hands. How do you do that? How do you think you killed the lion, boys? Could you do that? No. I had a look at some pictures of how he kills a lion, and they're all completely implausible. But kill the lion he did. The second thing he did, which he shouldn't have done as a Nazarite, is he killed something. He was associated with something dead. I wonder what state his clothes were when he arrived back on the path with his parents. He said nothing to them. He said nothing to them about what had just happened. Maybe, I'm sure he knew that he'd done what he didn't ought to have done. So there was some kind of moral compass in him. Anyway, they went down into Timnah. They made the arrangements with the family and went home again. A little while later, they were travelling back down the same path for the festivities. 7 days of festivities they're about to have. And as they passed this same spot, he thought, I wonder if that lion is still there. I wonder what's happened. Wild animals are bound to have picked it clean. Off he went up that rough little path. His parents said nothing. They knew the vineyards were up there for sure. You could probably see them as you travelled along. Down it was this line. He walked down the line, and there was the carcass of this lion. Let's say it was yay big. It was just bone. It had been completely picked clean. Probably bleached white by the sunshine. And as he looked, there was buzzing. Bees. You want to be careful of bees. And extraordinarily, these bees had made their hive inside the lion. Happens. Where? Doesn't say where, but it must have been the chest cavity or perhaps the skull. Somewhere that offered the bees a little bit of protection. I'm going to go for chest cavity. He reached his hand in and he scooped out some honey, and it was delicious. He put his hand into a dead thing and he did it again. And he went and rejoined his parents, and he gave them some honey. By the way, his mum had promised not to eat or drink or live the life of a Nazarene as well. He didn't tell them where it had come from. And they went down to Timnah. Honey will have got everywhere. It always does if you try to eat it like that, doesn't it? These Philistines were going to marry this guy, set apart as a Nazarene, and this would compromise these Israelites. And they had 30 of their finest young men who were going to, it was like a stag party for a week. And he said to these young men, I'll tell you a riddle. And if you get the riddle, I'll buy all of you, 30 of them, I'll buy you new clothes. You know, linen garments and a kind of wrap. All you've got to do is answer this riddle. You've got 7 days to do it. They looked at him. He never comes across as particularly bright, does he, Samson? He looked at him and thought, yeah, right, well, we'll get that. Yeah, I could do some new clothes. Okay, tell us the riddle and we'll figure it out. Out of the eater, something to eat. This is where it comes from. This is the riddle. Out of the strong, something sweet. And they went off. Whether they kept coming back to him with answers, I don't know. But they kept coming back. And he kept saying no. And eventually, he's going to make a fool of us. This guy's coming in here. He's taking one of our girls, and he's making a fool of us. And what's more, we've got to give him 30 pieces, one each. So they went to his bride-to-be, and they persuaded her. In fact, they frightened her. They said, if you don't tell us, we're going to burn your family and kill them. What a choice on your evening of your wedding. So she went on and on and on and on at Samson. Anybody experienced that? On. And he finally cracked. Oh. It's supposed to be a riddle. What am I going to tell you for? If I tell you, it's not a riddle, is it? They've got to find, oh, girl, you must tell me. Are you marrying me? Are you making a fool of me? And on and on. Oh, stop. It's a lion. And it's honey. All right? You happy now? He thought nothing of it. She was worried. And she went back and she told the 30. Or maybe it was just a few of them who came as a sort of the leaders of that little group. And she said, it's a lion. It's a lion and honey. So they came back to him on the eve, on the seventh day at the last moment. What is sweeter than honey? What is stronger than a lion? How did you get that? How did you get... There's a lovely phrase he uses. You must have ploughed with my heifer. It must have been a rural place, wasn't it? So if you don't understand that, and never ploughed with ox and cart, it's very difficult to train a young one. Virtually impossible to train a heifer. Too skittish. In other words, you come alongside my bride and you have forced her to give you this information. And he was mad. Mad. He did sort of extraordinary things. It's worth reading the whole section. Have a look in Judges 14. This guy who was supposed to be set apart for God, well, he was set apart from God as a Nazarene, but he just broke the rules the whole time. He went off and he did in 30 Israelite men. He stripped them, more dead bodies, of their linen garments and handed it to the 30 men and stormed off. And his wife was given to the best man. Man, this had repercussions later. And you can find it all at the end of Judges from chapter 14. I hope that that'll be picked up by David in a moment. But the idea is...